This is the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, the only local sports talk show in the Mid-Willamette Valley. Now, here's Jeff Morgan and Hunter Newton on 1430 KYKN.
Well, another glorious day in the Salem Mid-Valley area today. Holy smokes. I think, is it 80 degrees? Yeah, I think it is.
It's right around nice 80. Even this early afternoon shows, 80 degrees outside. Thank goodness for air conditioning.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's 2 days in a row in May. I mean, that's when's the last time that's happened?
Well, but it's going to be a very typical Memorial Day weekend as we get another great day tomorrow, a beautiful day on Sunday, and then a 20-degree temperature drop and the rain coming Memorial Day itself.
I know. Isn't that just fitting? But you get a couple of days of good camping in. And, sports is coming to you a little early. Mariners are they're playing in Kansas City tonight. Or actually this afternoon on our time.
Yeah,
it's an early start. So that's why we're coming on a little bit early. And this segment being brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Sprinter Van of Salem down there. They've got till the end of the month. They've got some extra savings down there from Mercedes. And I think it comes with customer cash as well. So lots of savings. Go see Eli or Brian down there on South Commercial Street.
Well, and what a great weekend to get out and check out a Mercedes Sprinter Van at this point because you might not be going camping this weekend, but the weather's going to be glorious, and I bet they look really nice and shiny.
It's a great way to get prepared.
That's right.
I mean, if nothing else, just go down and take a peek, and they got some really nice ones down there. So appreciate their support on the Sports Ticket Show. Hunter, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, especially in the sports world, even locally here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are getting down to the last few weeks of the school year, which means spring sports schedules are coming to a conclusion locally. Of course, last Saturday, the South Salem Saxons girls flag football team lost the state championship to Tualatin in a thriller. They were up on Tualatin. Tualatin came back to tie it and then ended up winning it in overtime. The Saxon girls have, I believe, two in a row virtual state champions, even though it's not quite official yet. It's still an emerging sport.
Wow. Well, that's still pretty cool.
Yeah, the Saxon girls are a powerhouse in flag football. Moving over to another emerging sport, boys volleyball playoffs start tomorrow. South Salem, again, the boys are number one, and they're hosting Central Catholic this Saturday. And then the Silverton boys volleyball team, number four currently in the state, is hosting Sherwood as well tomorrow.
It's pretty soon the high schools are going to start having beach volleyball teams because, it's 2-on-2. And you know how hard that is?
Oh, yeah.
You have to be in such great shape. I mean, if you just go down to a beach and watch these tournaments, these guys play. I mean, they're professional. I mean, they're amazing athletes.
Unfortunately, we don't have a ready available beach right here in Salem.
Well, it's tough to play on sand. I mean, it's even tougher probably to play on artificial, like sand-like turf. That doesn't really do it any favors.
There's a few sand pits around here. We'll throw them out.
Well, it'll be a mud pit.
All right. And then, of course, the OSAA sanctioned sports of baseball and softball. Their playoffs start on Monday. In softball, the number four McNary women are hosting Wilsonville. The number seven West Salem Titans are hosting Grant. And number two Sherwood, our Sprague Ole ladies, are traveling up to Sherwood on Monday for softball round one playoffs. And then on the baseball side of things, the McNary boys have the uphill battle. They are going up to Clackamas to face the number one team in the state.
But they got in.
But they're in. The number 20 Sprague boys are visiting number 13 Sherwood on Monday. And the number 7 South Salem Saxons are hosting North Medford. So
South Salem's got it going on right mm-hmm. now, especially in these springtime sports.
In three of those four spring sports, they are right there in the thick of things. So. Good. Yeah. Congratulations, South Salem. Congratulations to all the local teams that are in the state playoffs for baseball, softball, boys volleyball, and of course, the teams that played in the girls flag football playoffs.
Speaking of baseball, the Beavers they've already made their way into the NCAA tournament. for the NCAA baseball in Omaha, Nebraska. And the Ducks are actually playing later on tonight, I think it's 7 o'clock, against Washington in the Big Ten tournament, which the strange thing is they're playing this thing in Omaha. So I don't know how that's working, but I think there's some storms blowing through there, too. So we're going to have quite a few rain delays.
And, you know, when you're talking baseball in Oregon, of course, the Beavers are currently sitting in number 7. So, you know, they're playing independent schedule this year. But even if they were in a conference playoffs right now, they're pretty much guaranteed a spot being at the number seven in the nation. And then the Ducks, I believe, were number 14. So win or lose, the Big Ten tournament, I almost said Pac-12, Big Ten tournament, I think they've got a spot in the playoffs here for the College Baseball World Series.
Yeah, I think you can pretty much guarantee that. And I think that actually both teams are going to be hosting the first round. And so it's a round of four. You got four teams coming into both stadiums and they just play. It's a double elimination. So Ducks haven't fared very well over the years. It's been tough for them to even get out of the first round, even playing down at PK Park. And the Beavers have done actually pretty stinking good. They've at least got to the super regionals.
Well, and, you know, I sit here and go, you know, the Beavs have won a couple of national titles. And for what the Ducks have right now, you got to sit there and go, they're actually a young program when you really think about it. They only brought baseball back to Eugene, what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, and they've done really well. I mean, Wojciechowski's a great coach. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy's done really, really good, and the players love him. But Oregon State, they just have history.
Well, and here's the thing, and I go, it's all recent history, and you go back in time with college baseball, and Pacific Northwest teams always had a massive disadvantage because they play X amount of games, and it used to be they had a wide-open schedule. Okay, they allowed games to happen whenever teams wanted to play them. So what you would get is the fair weather states, Arizona, Texas, Florida, these states that have great weather, you know, in January.
Right.
They would start playing their baseball schedule so early that late in the season, they'd have a very lax schedule and wouldn't be playing, you know, four or five games a week. They'd be playing one or two. And then they'd come into the playoffs very refreshed, very rested, and do very well in the playoffs. College baseball has shorten that window. Now you can play games earlier if you want, but they don't count. They're exhibition games, literally. So now they're forced to play this schedule within a set time, which is even the odds. And we've seen a place like Oregon State capitalize on that opportunity to put some amazing teams on the field, including teams that have had numerous number one draft picks.
Absolutely. And they've had a lot of players come right out of this area. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember Joey Wong back in the day. I mean, that kid was a stud. And I think, I don't know if Conforto was from around here. Can't remember. But, yeah, there's been a lot of great players. It's weird how Salem has really been a great baseball town.
Well, and baseball is a sport that if you have the opportunity, you can play, you know, year-round. You can get into batting cages. Mm-hmm. You can get into camps. You can do these things.
Or you can go south.
You know. Well, and that's the thing is you always think about, you know, fair weather states again, where you can play baseball a larger chunk of the year outdoors. Well, you got to adjust, and baseball is definitely a sport where if you are willing to work your tail off, you can achieve great things. I mean, you look at like we said, these Beavs have had a number of guys go very high in the draft. Bazana, I believe, got called up a few weeks ago to a ton of fanfare. I think he was number four, not even number four. He might have been a number one overall pick, just like Adley Rutschman.
Actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. That kid's good. Yeah, it's fun. It's good to see. All right, we're going to get out to our first break. It's the Sports Ticket right before Memorial Day weekend. And then actually, I think a lot of people have already kicked that thing off. So we're going to be back after this.
Back to the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter on 1430 KYKN.
Hey, welcome back to your afternoon getting ready for Memorial Day weekend, which would lead me to believe you probably don't have time to cook. And so what would you buy that's easy, it's quick, you can just drop by? Domino's Pizza, Hunter.
Well, I'm just sitting here going, you know, there's so many people hitting the roads right now from you know, I saw in the news from 11 o'clock this morning till about 7 o'clock tonight. They're like, if you can avoid the roads, avoid them, because this is the big travel day as we go into Memorial Day weekend. So I'm guessing a lot of people are hitting the road. You know, maybe there's a few listening right now that are driving through Salem on their way up to, you know, somewhere Detroit. Else, out to the beach or whatever.
Hey, by the way, I mean, I haven't looked at the I haven't been up to Detroit. I mean, is there any water?
I assume there's some water up there.
Because they drained
there
the
better
thing.
Be. No, they haven't drained it yet.
Oh, they haven't drained it yet?
No, no, no. The plan to drain it, I believe, isn't coming until September. But we're already, there's federal, there's lawsuits trying to keep that from happening.
Well, I mean, thank goodness, because I mean, we had no rain this year. Well, so I mean, yeah,
if they've drained it already, we are already in massive
drought.
We got big
problems. Yeah. But anyways, hopefully if you're taking your boat up there, there's some water.
Well, yeah. And you can stop and get a Domino's on the way. I mean, literally run in $7.99, $8.99, whatever it is. You just go in there.
Eat it on the way.
And yeah, here kids, have a pizza. We're on the road again.
Gee whiz. That's going to be that's going to be a 2-hour haul up there, like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And going south too. South is awful.
No, every direction. Every direction. Right
yeah. Once
now.
You get to, yeah, it's, you're right. It is. Yeah.
So, you know, NBA playoffs are in full swing.
We're talking about that?
Well, I mean, they've been going on for like a month, right?
They have.
And there's still like another month to go. Literally, if the championship series goes the full length of 7 games, it will end a month from 3 days ago.
Yeah, so San Antonio and Oklahoma City, formerly known as the Supersonics of Seattle, they're tied up 1-1.
Yep. Yeah, Thunder came back to win game 2. They play again tonight. They got a 5:30 tip off, but you'll be listening to the Mariners game anyway. So
that's right. So it doesn't matter.
What does it matter? And then, of course, on the other side of the bracket, the Knicks are up 2-0 over the Cavaliers. I think any of the experts kind of aren't overly surprised by that. I think a lot of people predicted the Pistons were going to knock the Cavaliers out.
They're playing, yeah.
They're playing well, but it's at the same time. Whoever advances, they play their, you know, virtually the championship series starts on June 3rd. And if it goes the full length, June 19th is when it ends.
It's a long season. It's a long season for NBA basketball. It's a long season for MLB baseball. And is it a long season for the NFL? I mean, shoot, they start in August and they end.
Well, they've gotten up to 17 regular season games. Granted, I think they're only doing a couple of preseason games now. So
plus they have buys and then they have to travel. Where are they going to England? They going to Ireland?
I think they're doing 10 international games this year.
Maybe you're going to Brazil this year. I mean, I don't even know.
Well, and you know, if you get into the Super Bowl, of course, you're playing well into next year. So...
Yeah, and then you're paying tax in whatever state you're playing in. Yeah, they got hosed last year down in California.
Uh-huh. Well,
I mean, that's horrible.
Yeah. Well,
that's how does that even happen? I mean, they need to eliminate that.
People don't play football for the money. Come on, they play it for the love.
Even college football. There's no money there.
Yeah, no, coming back locally, NBA, if you missed the news a couple of days ago, the Blazers have laid off 70 longtime employees, which to me is signal number one of a relocation process.
Yeah, well, they still do have a lease, but you know, that's up for negotiation. I mean, if you've got another city that wants to go, maybe that city will pay off that lease for that basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables, but yeah, you're right, Hunter. This is the first tall tale sign that they're gone.
Well, and you remember, as the ownership group changed for the Paul Allen Foundation, sold over to the new owner, almost immediately after the announcement of that sale, the NBA sent over officials to meet with the governor of Oregon to discuss, you know, the long-term plans of the Trailblazers.
She doesn't care about sports.
Well,
she cares about those owls and birds.
Don't talk about reality. We're talking about the wonderful world of PR. Of course, they both came out immediately after and said that they're going to do everything they can to upgrade the Moda Center and keep the Blazers in Portland, including the NBA making the announcement that they got two cities that they're looking into expanding to, Seattle and Las Vegas, a.k.a. the most likely markets that would be suiting the Trailblazers. And then, of course, Portland City Council got together and said, we don't care about that. We don't want to spend money, you know, fixing up Moda Center. And very quickly thereafter, 70 long-term employees get laid off, and I go, being from Seattle and watching the plight of the Sonics when Howard Schultz sold them and their eventual, again, move to Oklahoma City to become the Thunder, I go, this is sign number one for ownership that changes are happening.
I really don't think they're going to venture up to Seattle either, because the mayor up there is just a complete moron.
And they're not going to go to Seattle simply because the NBA has already announced that they're going to eventually be expanding into Seattle and then Las Vegas. So
it's Vegas, I'm telling you.
It limits the movability of the Trailblazers. And we can speculate on where they might go, you know, up and down and left.
Well, you know,
and
right. Vegas has already got the T-Mobile Arena, which is beautiful. And it's probably the same if not bigger than the Moda Center.
Yeah. But that's the thing is that now with the NBA, they're not going to Vegas. They're not going to Seattle, Vancouver, British Columbia. Maybe. I'm sure there's a few major cities between here and
I think that's all predicated if Canada becomes the next state.
Now we're going to go down a big rabbit hole.
That's it.
But but that's the thing is I've been looking into a lot of because Seattle was the previous city where the never ending talk. The Mariners went through it. The Seahawks went through it. The Sonics did it. I mean, you look at the history of the Seahawks. Before Paul Allen bought the Seahawks, they had already moved their trading facilities to California. They were that far out the door of Seattle when Paul Allen came in and said, I want to keep the team here no matter what. And he literally made them pack moving vans and drive them back.
Well, he had the money to do it.
That's right.
So good. All right. Well, hey, we're going to have to get out to the break, Hunter.
All right.
Mariners are going to be coming up soon. So you're listening to the Sports Ticket right here on 1430 KYKN.
The Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter, continues on 1430 KYKN.
Hey, welcome back to the Sports Ticket. This is going to be our final break. The Mariners coming up next. Rick Riz, did he travel to Kansas City?
I assume so. It's his farewell swan song season. He, you know.
We'll see. We're going to find out. And that'll be fun. But before we get there, this segment's being brought to you by Color Tile of Salem down there on Lancaster Drive in the Academy Square. Got the gold sale going on right now for the halfway through June, too. So a lot of great opportunities to buy some good stuff for your home on sale.
Well, and I just sit here and I go, you look at what the Mariners have for the rest of the month of May. And I go, this next week is going to mean a lot. They've been struggling. Of course, most of the American League is in 500 baseball at this
point. The American League West is awful. I mean, that's what they're in.
And when the A's are leading with two games above 500, but that's the thing is the Mariners got three against Kansas City starting at 4:40 tonight with the first pitch, 3:30 airtime. But then they travel to Oakland starting on Monday. Or
Sacramento,
Las Vegas, whatever city the A's are. They've got GPS on the A's, so they're just following wherever they tell them to go. That's the season. The three games you got to win. You got to beat the A's, especially in their home turf. And if you want to, you know, really get in the race right now, the Mariners sit in third. The Rangers have hopped them. But then, of course, they come back home at the end of next week for next weekend to host the Diamondbacks. Another team, a few games above 500. These are all winnable games if they could put the pitching and the hitting together.
Yeah, and it's been a struggle so far this season, especially. But you know, the hitting was non-existent to begin with, and then now the bats are starting to come around. But now the pitching, the closers were an issue last year, and they're an issue again this year. But we had Dan Wilson. We talked about that at the break, how he just kind of had a bonehead against the Padres. It's just, you're up 1-0. Was it the Padres or was it the White Sox?
I think it was the White Sox.
I think it was the White Sox, too. Yeah. But you're up 1-0 and going into the ninth, and you leave Castillo in for his third inning in relief. I mean, granted, he's typically a starter, but I mean, my gosh, he gets shelled in the ninth inning. Bring in your closer, for crying out loud. End the game.
Yeah, you know, I always sit here and go, unfortunately, in Major League Baseball, that's always, whenever the manager does something that doesn't work, it's second-guessed. And when it works, he's a genius for doing it. But at the same time, when you got one of the best closers in baseball and you're at a one-run lead,
I guess
go
if
to
you
that
want to
guy.
Give him some rest, but I mean,
go to the guy.
You have to go to the guy. You have to. Yeah. You have to get the win. Your pitchers have done a phenomenal job shutting him out for eight innings, and then you do that.
Especially a year like this, where as the team's kind of floundering at average baseball, the reprieve is there isn't a team running away. And without that team, I mean, they're not in the division with the Braves or the Dodgers or the Yankees or the Rays or anything else. You're in a division where mediocrity is king. So all you got to do is be a little better than mediocre, and an opportunity to win a game, you got to bring in the best
absolutely.
Guy you got.
If you have the chance, you've got to take that opportunity. And so, yeah, you're at the Royals. The Royals swept the Mariners at Seattle. And so this is a good time to get payback. So really a sweep against the Royals and then maybe taking 2 out of 3 against the A's would be ideal. And then you see how things roll out against the Diamondbacks to end out May. So, yeah, good times.
All right. Bo and Vine bringing you this bottom of the hour segment. And now we better turn it over to the Mariners broadcast coming up here momentarily.
Enjoy the game. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Talk to you later.
This has been the Capital Toyota Sports Ticket, presented by Asphalt Armor, with Jeff and Hunter every Friday at 5 p.m. on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.